The paramedics arrived first, two of them. They hustled up the stairs, into the apartment, and within seconds one was back outside on the landing, vomiting. When Detective Dennis Smith arrived at the apartment, the scene outside was busy with street cops, paramedics, onlookers, and even two of the local prosecutors. When he realized it was a potential homicide, he secured the area and sealed it off from the neighbors. A captain and 17-year veteran of the Ada Police Department, Smith knew what to do. He cleared the apartment of everyone but himself and another detective. Then he sent the other cops throughout the neighborhood, knocking on doors, looking for witnesses. Smith was fuming and fighting his emotions. He knew Debbie well. His daughter and Debbie's youngest sister were friends. He knew Charlie Carter and Peggy Stillwell and couldn't believe that their child was lying dead on the floor of her own bedroom. When the crime scene was under control, he began an examination of the apartment. The glass on the landing came from a broken pane in the front door, and it was shattered both to the inside and to the outside. In the den, there was a sofa to the left, and its cushions had been thrown around the room. In front of it, he found a new flannel nightgown, a Walmart tag still attached to it. On the wall across the room, he examined the message, which he immediately knew had been written in nail polish. Jim Smith next will die. He knew Jim Smith. In the kitchen, on a small white square table, he saw another message, apparently written in ketchup. Don't look for us or else. For was spelled F-O-R-E, else was spelled E-A-L-S-E. On the floor by the table, he saw some jeans and a pair of boots. He would soon learn that Debbie had been wearing them the night before at the coach light. He walked to the bedroom, where the bed was partially blocking the door. The windows were open, the curtains pulled back, and the room was very cold. A mighty struggle had preceded death. The floor was covered with clothing, sheets, blankets, stuffed animals. Nothing appeared to be in place. When Detective Smith knelt by Debbie's body, he noticed the third message left by the killer. On her back, in what appeared to be dried ketchup, were the words, Duke Graham. He knew Duke Graham. Under her body was an electrical cord and a Western-style belt with a large silver buckle. The name Debbie was engraved in the center of it.